All right, it's Beefcake back here again, and something else I wanted to say. There was a question that was brought up over at the Swarm, and this is one I've been seeing coming up a whole lot lately on some of the forums that one the anti-white's been going to a lot. And I'm a little bit surprised no one's pointed this out yet, which is why I decided to put it on a podcast. And there have been some good answers to it, but this one little hurdle right here that's been getting thrown at folks is when anti-whites are claiming that the situation is unintentional. They're claiming that it's an accident that all white countries and only white countries are expected to create a blended humanity, that we're all supposed to take in massive third world immigration, and we all interbreed and intermarry until we've produced a new mocha-colored humanity where white people used to be in every single white country and only white countries. You know, they'll claim that when we point out these conditions of genocide, they will insist that it's unintentional. It's all an accident. For it to be genocide, it has to be intentional. And I've seen some answers on the lines of pointing out the clear and consistent targeting. That's a decent way of handling it. You know, point out, you know, that if we're not allowed to change those conditions, then it became intentional. You know, that as soon as you say you're not allowed to change these conditions that would destroy your race, that would make it intentional. You know, well, it's not my fault you're dying of dehydration, but I'm just gonna say you shouldn't be allowed to have any water. Okay, yeah, that's obviously it just became intentional the moment you say you can't change your conditions, or you shouldn't be allowed to talk about it. The moment you're not allowed to talk about those conditions, without losing your job or your livelihood, that definitely makes it intentional, doesn't it? Yeah. That made it intentional. As soon as you said you're not allowed to talk about it and you want to call people names, that does make it intentional. But in my mind, the best way to answer it is to point out again what your opponent just said, what the anti-white just said. They just admitted something. They admitted something big. As soon as they accept that these conditions are in place, as soon as they admit the conditions are in place to tell you that they aren't intentional, what did they just do? What did they just do? They just admitted that they know full well that those conditions are in place. I'm going to say that again because that's an important distinction to make. The anti-white just admitted that they know that those conditions are in place. And at the same time, they're saying that you're an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews and clone Hitler for talking about those conditions that would destroy our race, that are intended to destroy our race. You see, it is intentional. Absolutely. You can always say, I don't believe you. In all white countries and only white countries, it's a pretty clear and consistent targeting. That's all you need to prove intent. But again, we always want to point out things that our enemy admits, especially when they admit it right in front of us. You know, when they justify white genocide by saying that white people did all the evil things in history, and that's why we deserve these conditions that would destroy our race. That's why we deserve conditions forced on our people that would lead to the destruction of our race, because we did all these bad things in history, you know, killed 6 million Jews and enslaved the Indians and kicked the black people off their land, and justify having conditions forced on us, which would lead to enough interbreeding to destroy our people in all white countries and only white countries, and then claim that it's not intentional. Well, they just admitted that we are facing the conditions of genocide. And we point that out, that they just admitted that they know these conditions are in place. And then you point out, and you're saying we shouldn't be allowed to talk about it without losing our job. You're saying that these conditions are unintentional and you should lose your job for talking about it. Is that what you're saying? That we're an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews for talking about these conditions that aren't really happening, but that are happening, but unintentional. Okay, sure. I don't believe you. I believe you're just an anti-white who happens to support white genocide. You know full well these conditions are in place, and you're saying that we should face consequences for talking about it because you want to silence anyone from talking about the genocide which you agree with because you're an anti-white. So, when your opponent admits something, always point that out to the audience. Always point it out. When they give you something to use, you always point it out. You know, we don't have to defend white people from the bad things we're accused of doing in history. We don't have to say whether or not, slavery was really so bad, or whether or not the Indians really owned the land, or the Salutrians from 10,000 years ago happened to own it. We don't have to prove that we are that we've always been good in history. We don't have to prove that 6 million Jews didn't die in World War II. We don't have to prove any of that, because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what bad things your people did. They never lost the right to exist. They never lost the right to preserve their people. When someone says you don't have a right to preserve your people, they're saying you don't have a right to exist. They're admitting they don't think you have a right to exist. When they say that these conditions you're facing are unintentional, again, what are they admitting? They're admitting that they know those conditions are in place. And at the same time, they're saying that you're a bad guy for talking about them. That means they support it. That's why. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. And then you get this manufactured responses from that line of thinking, that when they ever, whatever they tell you, a lot of times they're admitting to something that they're well aware of. You know, when they say white people did all the bad things in history, they're admitting they know race exists. When they say white people took the Indians' land, they're admitting they know full well that races own land. Their ancestors lived on land that now belongs to their people. They're admitting that they know that. They're admitting they know that black countries belong to black people, and that Asian countries belong to Asian people, but that they think white people shouldn't be allowed to have any countries because of something bad they did in history. They're justifying white genocide, and they're admitting that they know race happens to be real. So, I got a little bit fired up there for a moment, but everyone's sitting here trying to talk about how we can prove to them that these conditions happen to be intentional. Well, make sure that whatever you do, you point out what they just admitted. They know the conditions are in place. And you can prove intent just by saying, you're saying we shouldn't be able to do anything about these conditions that you just admitted are in place. That makes it intentional, dumb. if someone steals your car and gives it to somebody else, they can't just come back and say, oops, I didn't know that was your car. Oh, it wasn't intentional. What did they just admit to doing? They just admitted they took your car and gave it to someone else. Not intentional, my ass. That's ridiculous. They know it's intentional. When they say you shouldn't be allowed to talk about it and they're admitting the conditions are in place, they're admitting that it's intentional. Really quite simple. They don't have to go much further into it than that, because they just gave that to you. They just lined that one up for you to knock over. I've seen some good responses to it, but my favorite one is to point out what they just admitted to you, because that's a big deal, at least in my mind. Don't ever hesitate to point out something that your opponent just gave you. So when they say that this is unintentional, they're admitting they know the conditions are in place. So don't let them snake away from that one. And keep them rolling in gray goo, and we'll be with you next time.